I think that during and after last week's Packer game, there was a great deal of praying going on, so I thought I'd start with a football story this morning. There was a young college student who appeared before the football coach, and he said, "Coach, I would like to play football. In fact, someday, I think I would like to win the Heisman Trophy." Coach responded to him. He said, "Well, the first, you're going to have to shed those extra 20 pounds you have around the middle. You'll have to come out to the field every afternoon immediately after class and practice with the team until dark. You'll have to be in the weight room working out every Saturday." The young man looked quite dejected and said, "But I thought football was fun." For everything, there's a cost. Any parent will tell you that one of the toughest tasks of a parent is to teach your children the value of things. Parents have to teach their children that for everything we desire in life, there's a cost. Well, in today's scripture lesson, we're told by Luke that great crowds were following Jesus. Multitudes, in fact, is the word they use. Jesus is a success. And who can argue with numbers, right? But what does Jesus say to those crowds? He tells them to count the cost of following him. He uses that example of a king going to war without first sitting down and contemplating if he has enough troops and weapons to win the war. Otherwise, he better go out and ask his opponent for terms of peace. And he took another example and he said a contractor beginning a building project without contemplating how many bricks he'll need. What happens when he gets halfway through and runs out of brick and looks ridiculous? Count the cost. And yet, this may be particularly difficult for the church to hear. Among some of the advocates for church growth, there is still a cry for user-friendly churches. These are churches where anyone can walk in off the street and immediately get the point. In the user-friendly church, all of the hymns ought to be readily singable, as easy and as memorable as advertising jingles. All the concepts in the sermons ought to be understandable and comprehensible, readily available to anyone regardless of his or her SAT scores. Everything without cost. We need to make it easy. After all, aren't churches supposed to be accessible, inclusive? Don't we sing "Just As I Am"? And you know something? The popular user-friendly churches do seem to grow. Just down the street from our house in Brookfield is this church with a massive parking lot. But in our gospel lesson, these great crowds seemed to Jesus to be not a sign of success, but a problem that needed to be addressed. His sermon to the crowds that day sounds like an assault, a means to ensure that the crowd will be a great deal smaller at next Sunday's service. To these great crowds, Jesus tells them that there is a cost, and he urges them to count that cost. Now, I think most of us here are looking for something worth giving our lives to. Maybe that's why we've come here to worship this morning. Because we're people who are willing, are even eager for something so large and so true and demanding that there is a cost. Let me tell you a story about something that happened to me back in the Burlington, Iowa church. And one of the dear ladies of the church came up to me and said, "Bill, you know, you spent all those years in seminary and you've been in ministry. I really want to sit down and have us do a different kind of Bible study." not the kind of Bible study we usually do around our church here, where we get together some morning and we spend 30 minutes eating, and then we spend 30 minutes pooling our ignorance about the Bible. She said, I want a serious Bible study where we're really given the opportunity to dig in. Well, as a young pastor, I was overjoyed that there was someone who cared this much about a serious Bible study. Well, that next Sunday, I announced in church that a couple of us were getting ready to have a serious Bible study. And it will take place next Monday at 9 to 11. I told the congregation this Bible study isn't for everyone. There was going to be homework and required readings and assignments. And you'll have to promise to faithfully attend whenever possible. Well, to my surprise, when Monday came around, that Bible study had 18 people show up for class, Bibles in hand. And I read their church newsletter the other day, and that same group is still going nearly 30 years later. I've come to the conclusion that through experience and through others, that we in the church have made a grave mistake. We tried so hard to make it too easy. Too often we pitch everything to the lowest common denominator. Put everything on the bottom shelf. And maybe that suits the majority of people. The crowds, but not everybody. There are some people, and maybe some of those people are you, for whom life is so confusing and so perplexing, the question so unanswerable that you know in your heart of hearts, if there's anything that can speak to you, if there's anything that can make a difference in your life, it is not going to come simply and easily. It's not going to be three easy steps offered free and without cost. It's not going to be some simple slogan you can put on a bumper sticker. It's not going to come cheap. It will be something that will demand something of you. You're going to have to give something. You're going to have to change in order to get better. There's a cost to everything important. And I don't think that we can make Christian discipleship something trivial and unimportant and easy. The cross of Jesus is not that way easy way either. And the thing that I've learned in living with you and in meditating on this passage is that in many ways, you're eager to pay the cost. I really believe that people are hungry to give their lives to something more important than themselves. It's a fact of life, not only that everything costs us something, but that in our better moments, we're even eager to pay the cost. And so I ask you, do you believe today's gospel lesson from Luke? These tough lessons and words of Jesus? Are they good news or are they bad news? I began this sermon thinking they were bad news. Because these are tough words. But maybe in your life and in mine, these tough words are good news. Our Lord comes asking us to pay the cost. What will you say?